The Astros and the Marlins in Miami on Tuesday. Dallas Keuchel looking to go 7-0. His opposition, Tom Kohler, but Mr. Kohler had a rough night.
There goes the runner at first base, Correa, and a ball driven out into right center. Another hit and another run. Jose Altuve will score. And now that's four hits and two runs in for Houston here in this first inning. And the pitch. A swing here and a ball drilled on a line out toward right center. Stanton over, diving, can't get it. Center fielder Christian Yelich backs up the play. Beltran is home. Altuve is home. And so is Carlos Correa. Brian McCann clears the bases with a three-run double to right center. 6-2 Houston in the second.
And still trying to get over that hump, take that next step as Marisnik drills one high in the air, deep to left center toward the home run sculpture, and it's out of here. He hit it off the home run sculpture. Jake Marisnik with a long two-run homer, and it's 8-2 Astros in the third.
Jake, a right-handed batter, double play depth on the Marlins infield here with Gonzalez, the runner at first base, being held there by Tyler Moore. Here's the pitch. And here's a high fly ball left center. This is well tagged. It is going to be gone off the home run sculpture. A two-run home run for Jake Marisnik. His second of the night in back-to-back at-bats. He's got four RBIs and a 10-2 lead for the Astros. Jake was drafted by the Blue Jays. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And Riddle is down on strikes. He has faced Keuchel twice, struck out twice. And Keuchel now has four strikeouts. 2012. A ball tapped to the left side of the infield. Up with it is that gold glove fielding pitcher, Dallas Keuchel. Guns it to first base and Wittgren is out.
That's the sixth 1-3 put out of the ballgame.
Keuchel with a 2-2 pitch, and D swings and grounds the ball to the right side. Gurriel leaves it for Altuve, who throws to first for the pitcher covering. Keuchel got there, and D Gordon thought he beat the play. All right, the Marlins have waved that off. D is out on a 1-3 play, another ground ball out, and a 3-up, 3-down inning.
The Astros pound the Marlins 12-2. They have a winning percentage of exactly 700. Three of the last four teams to reach that mark after 40 games went on to win the World Series. Dallas Keuchel is 7-0. He joins Roger Clemens from 2004 as the only starters in franchise history to win their first seven decisions. After giving up eight runs in just three innings, Tom Kohler was optioned to AAA by the Marlins following the game. Not only are the Marlins playing poorly, they're playing especially poorly at home, where they fell to 6-13 on the season after their lopsided loss to the Astros on Tuesday. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
Obviously, the first inning is not good, right? And but again, we talked about those first innings sometimes can be a little rough and guys get settled in. And I thought guys battled to get back in the game with Keuchel there to get us within 3-2, and we're back in a ball game, and then just kind of again goes away, and then it becomes an exercise in trying not to blow up your pen in one day, and that didn't go real good. So again, it just puts you in a bind, walking forward. So this is one of those games. I mean, if it happens in a time when you've been playing good, it's one of those kind of games, but it ends up being one of those kind of games in a day that you really are kind of tired of these kind of games.
What are you seeing from Tom or approaches against him, or what are you noticing?
Well, obviously command has been, I think, the biggest issue. They seem to be, trying to jump the first fastball they get, and then after that it's, kind of hunt breaking ball in general. So.
Leaving too much over the plate,
Dennis? I would say, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, and what does this do to you moving forward? I mean, you've got to gain tomorrow with Newman. How's your fan? I mean, you
well, probably got a number of guys down. The one move we made, they were going to option TK. And we'll have another guy here and possibly something else also, so we'll see.
Do pitcher.
Yeah, there's going to be, you know, again, we've had an array of moves. This game puts us in a pretty good bind, so we're working on, you know, what we want to do. We know the one thing we're going to do to get a guy here, and then I think we're talking about another one also.
Yeah, obviously Tom's a kind of veteran in this, you know, kind of, you know, talk about how he handled it, kind of the decision.
Well, it was pretty quiet, honestly, and Tom's a pro, so he handled it. You know, you don't expect him to handle it great and, you know, just be unfazed. But I think obviously you can talk to him, but the one acknowledgement is that this has got to get better. And simple as that.
Is that waivers or just to the minors?
Option, minors.
Don, after one of the losses to the Braves this past weekend, you had said you're going to learn more about your team coming up. After these two games, what have you learned more?
Tonight's not necessarily a game you're going to find anything out. I think it's going to be over the course of the year. You know, I'm pretty confident that our guys are going to keep playing. You know, and I think we've got a number of guys in that locker room, and we continue to have conversations about, you know, different things. And I think we got still a good core group of guys that want to change this and really that don't want this, you know. And I think that's the main thing, is that you get guys that want this culture to be a winning culture, not a culture that says, you know, here we go again, type thing. And I think that's the main thing that we want. You know, I know myself coming here once is a culture that says, you know, that we're going to be a club that, you know, wants to be a winning organization. And I think we got a number of guys in there that want that also. And I think that are intent on making that change, right, and that aren't going to give into this. So I feel good about that. And I think you just find out what you don't think is a part of that and what you do think is a part of that. And that's obviously not just me making those choices, but that's anywhere within it and players themselves, you know, showing that they want to be a part of something that's bigger than this.
You're obviously playing a team that was down and rebuilding, and now obviously at the top. I mean, what do you see on that team, and what can any organization kind of see?
Well, they look good. They're playing, I don't know if they have the best record in baseball or American League, but they look like that type of team. You see them, they are kind of they come at you in all different ways. They defend pretty well. They run, you know, they got some speed, they got power, they got pitching, they got bullpen, you know what I mean? So you see a team that's well-rounded right now. And again, like you said, a couple of years back, three, 4 years ago, they were a club that didn't look like that. But so I don't know what's, you know, exactly everything. I don't know all about their club. We've seen enough of them in spring that knew they had a lot of talented guys in a club that looks like it was going to be a good club. So
what did you see from Keiko today? Obviously, he had a big league to work with, but at least early on, you kind of got some.
He's just not going to get in. I think he's a guy that's going to keep the ball down. He's going to keep, you know, he can move the ball both sides of the plate on the righty and the lefty. He changes speeds, you know. So he'll cut the fastball, he'll sink the fastball, he'll throw a few four-seamers. He'll use a couple different breaking balls on you and then his change up there. But he just doesn't give in. He's going to stay on an edge. He's not throwing balls in the middle of the plate for you to have at. It's, you're going to have to make him really, really throw a strike, get the ball up in the zone. And it's tough to do because he throws low strikes. And he moves the ball both ways. So he puts you in a bind up there at the plate, and that's why he's having success. And so he's a handful.
Oh, I'm sorry. More big picture. I mean, you, Adam and now TK, these are opening, and then you had a couple of your rotation on the DL. What does that do to your rotation?
it changes it, right? So we'll have another guy that go in that spot.
John, there is obviously frustration. It is one of the biggest challenges right now. Just trying to keep a positive feel and make sure that frustration doesn't spill over really onto the field.
No, that's the, I think the thing is belief, is making sure we believe. And I think that's where you get in trouble when your club starts to not believe. And I think you want to have a belief in yourself. I know from the coaching standpoint and myself, I know this club's talented enough. And I believe that we're still capable of putting a bunch of wins together and a bunch of games together and becoming a factor. Right now, we're not a factor. But I believe that we have a chance to be. Now, if we believe that or not, I don't know. You know, that's the one thing that you fight with your club, is that you don't want it to be a club that gives in. And it's hard not to. It's hard to come here feeling like everything's going to go your way when nothing's going your way. So the only way to do, again, I talked about it before, is the only way that I know is you go to work and you keep preparing and you keep getting ready to play and doing the things that you have to do to get better. And I think that mindset can't ever change. You can't have a mindset that says we're just going to give into this and woe is me. It just doesn't. It's just not going to work for us. And I think that's where we have to continue to do that. And that's, you know, it's what we talked about the other day. This isn't a big new thing. I think it's just a fact that you just don't give in. And I think that's what we're going to fight as a staff, to make sure our players continue to work, continue to fight, continue to get better. And then we have to, as an organization, continue to do what we have to do to put everybody in the best position. If you're not getting the job done, try to find someone that can. And I think you just have to keep getting better. It's what, as Joe said, that's what the club across the field had to do for a few years back. You know, so it's something that we have to do also.
With an ERA north of 7 on the season, after getting pounded by the Astros on Tuesday, Tom Kohler has been optioned to AAA by the franchise. The right-hander shared his thoughts after the game.
Put a team in a hole early against a really good pitcher. Just a tough day that just continues to get tougher.
Tom, what do you think isn't clicking right now?
I don't know. With the exception of today, I feel like I haven't been throwing the ball as bad as the results have shown. Today was bad. Falling behind hitters, walking guys, each one scores. You know, that's not a recipe for success. And, you know, even the other games, it was kind of you get in those moments within the game that kind of dictate whether you win or lose. And I haven't been able to make that pitch in those situations to get out of that second and third jam or first and second, whatever it is. And that's in the past, I've been able to make those pitches limit damage. And, you know, three runs plus a start, you're putting the team in a hole, and it's hard to battle back from.
TK, considering you feel like you have thrown the ball overall pretty well, what do you focus on during this next stretch?
I don't know, just making sure everything's right. We're really work on delivery. Get back to, you know, doing what has made me successful in the past, and finding that really, and trying to make this stand as short as possible. You know, I've thrown a lot of innings up here in the big leagues. I've had success, and I know it needs to be done. But this wasn't getting it done, so I have to go find a way to get back to myself. And, you know, if the team is going to get to where the team wants to get to, I need to be part of that. So just got to try to find a way to right the ship.
The Marlins send Jose Urania to the mound on Wednesday as he battles Lance McCullers Jr.